Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It happened. Do you smell it? Not yet.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
It's over there brewing. 103.7 Kiss FM. You don't smell my Keurig over there? My private personal chef Keurig in the corner?
I thought you was talking about you got a fart brewing or something.
Oh, come
I was like,
on.
It's brewing in the
gross.
Corner. I was like,
gross.
Ew. Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, ew, Allie.
No, it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa.
I brought in my own Keurig today, and it is brewing right in front of me. Oh, she's a beauty. She's a beauty.
Hey, we said it yesterday, man. Don't have me bringing the extra coffee maker from the Crabo.
Well, you know, I was late yesterday because the coffee machine was broken. So today I brought in my own Keurig, and I'm going to watch it brew all morning in this studio. I walked in, I said, it's BYOP, which means bring your own pods in this radio station.
Ah.
Yes. So I need everyone, if you want to use my Keurig, help yourself, but you're going to have to bring your own pods, which are expensive.
Well, it dispenses hot water, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
You can bring tea or something.
That's all I need. I got my own tea.
Oh, now I can smell the cinnamon dolce K-pod coming at me.
What is wrong with my nostrils? I can't smell
everything.
Nothing.
Okay, so this is the story I wanted to tell you, though. So I knew I was going to bring the Keurig in today until our personal coffee machine at work gets fixed, because it's not working and I can't function like that. But not only do I come in with my coffee in the morning, DZ, but from home I bring water,
right?
And I bring a Diet Coke.
You grab 10 drinks, I know.
10 drinks, right? And so this morning I got really angry.
Why?
When I opened up my freezer My coffee's done. Give me a sec. One sec.
So,
let me grab it.
I said important things first. First things first. Hold on, y'all. So she was grabbing it from the freezer.
I put down my headphones and went and got my calm back. I opened the freezer. And my kids took all the ice last night and didn't refill any ice trays, didn't make sure the ice maker was working. So Allie woke up with one single piece of ice.
They left one ice cube? Hey, they didn't leave it empty.
DZ, screw you. I was so mad at them. I looked at Jessica, my sitter, and I go, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them when they get up. This is death. Like, they're lucky they're asleep right now. The fact that they took all my ice, it's on.
And didn't refill. Do they know to refill it if it's empty?
Yes.
Okay. Dang.
Well, punks.
Well, it wasn't empty.
I slammed the cabinet shut. She was laughing. I go, well, now everybody's getting up.
Good morning.
Remember I told you I like to throw a temper tantrum? We were in it when I realized there was no ice.
Little temper tantrum.
I was so mad. I was like, you guys just ruined my morning again. I might as well just stopped and gotten a drink because now I need ice and now I'm unhappy. Everything I was trying to get done at home was ruined by the ice.
Day ruined, boys. Thanks.
But I bought the Keurigan, so help yourself, DZ.
I'm going to have to, bro, because our machine's still ain't working.
We don't have it, so it's KYOP or BYOP. What did I say? You know what I meant. Keurig. But I meant bring your own pod. Now I got to wait for this thing to not be so hot.
I was going to say, you haven't had any coffee yet this morning, so you can't talk.
No.
We ain't able to verbalize.
I haven't even really had Diet Coke because I have one single piece of ice in it, and I'm really angry right now about it.
You know that ice
not
already
melted. Not very happy about it.
That ice is gone. Gone, gone.
This is one of those things where I'm going to scare the daylights out of my children when they get home from school, where they will never leave no ice again.
Good.
Like, they'll be traumatized for life. They're going to be like, never leave the ice unempty or mom's going to freak out. Like, today will be the day where they learn that hard life lesson.
You should make them take ice baths. Just fill the tub up and make them take ice baths.
I'm not that evil.
And be like, no, you got to sit in there for a minute.
Come on. I don't really want to hurt them. I just want to scare them.
It's an ice bath. It's water and ice. You act like you're about to freeze them.
I don't want to get in an ice bath. I'm not making anybody. Oh, hell no.
Oh, come on.
All you people that love ice baths, I don't get it. I'd rather. You're like, it's great. We're fine. We're not dying. I'm like, okay, I have no interest in an ice bath, but thanks, guys.
Well, don't ask Allie if she'll take an ice bath. The question of the morning is no for that one. No.
But coming up next, we will have the question of the day. So thank you for bringing that up, TZ. I'm going to get my coffee ready. We're going to find some ice. And the question of the day is next.
Can I make some tea in that time?
Yes.
Let's go.
Do you have any pods?
No, I got my tea bag, though.
Oh, good. We'll be back with the question of the day next.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so the question today may seem light, but it's not. You actually really need to think about this one.
Oh, do I?
What do you consider is the most important piece of furniture in a house? In other words, if you could have one piece of furniture and nothing else, what are you picking? The most important piece of furniture. I already know what it is.
Piece of furniture.
It's the bed. It's the only thing I need when I go home.
Yeah.
Take the bed out and I'm going to cry.
Well, I get that. But I also got to thinking that I could kind of sleep anywhere. And I'm good anywhere.
Yeah. Some people are going to say a table. For them to eat together?
Nah. I think
Nope.
I mean, I'm down. No, we do eat at the table, but nah, that's not the most important piece of
furniture.
You don't
need it to live.
I think you need a good couch.
That's going to be your final answer because you could sit and sleep on it?
A good couch, man. I'm thinking of like the good quality section. If I could be particular,
sure.
about what I'm getting like specific couches where I know it's kind of like all encompassing. It's got the little ottoman that you could pull out from underneath until it turn it into a day bed.
Couches aren't great forever, sectionals. Though. They're not great forever to sleep on, and you know it.
I love the couch game. You're tripping.
Really? I love couches too, but there comes a point in the middle of the night where you wake up and your neck is stuck and you can't move your arms and you're like, okay, well, maybe I'm going to go to bed now. And that's where the bed becomes the most important item in the house because the couch does not cut it for sleeping.
That's funny because I did wake up in the middle of the night.
With a creak in your neck.
After having gone to bed, I sleptwalked last night.
See?
I woke up on the couch and I was like,
You sleptwalked again? What is it with you and the sleepwalking?
It's a sidebar.
You need a gate. That's what you need. That's
a
the most important piece of furniture is a gate. And it's not for Sammy.
The gate ain't going to stop me. I can step over it.
Just barrel through the gate in the middle of the night.
Oh, bro.
So your most important is a couch.
It's got to be the couch. A comfortable couch is a game changer. The bed is more of a personal thing. Think about it. The couch, though, when you got guests over, when people come by, for the kids, as a family thing, a great couch can really be a perfect centerpiece for the home.
Well, and you're all going to be staring at each other because you're not going to have anything else in it if you go by what I'm saying. The most important piece is what is the one thing you'd need to live in your house.
Well, you didn't say the only thing I was getting in the house.
Nope, that's all you get.
Oh, so I get a couch. That means couch, no bed?
You and your cousins and your friends, you're looking at nothing but the wall. But you're on the couch and you have somewhere to sit. Isn't that nice?
They'd be like, hey, can I sleep over? Yeah, but you got to scoot over. I sleep on the ottoman.
You don't have an ottoman. It didn't come with the couch.
No, I called the ottoman in the couch.
You got to get the one recliner that's actually in the couch. Okay, 414-533-1037. You can always text or call that number. Natalie in Menominee Falls said a couch for sure. Mm. Angie in Lake Geneva said the kitchen table for family dinners.
Okay.
So the question of the day, I said bed. That's the one thing I will not go without in my house because it's the one thing I need to do there is sleep no matter what. I can eat somewhere else. I can watch TV somewhere else.
That's a very close second for me because I say couch.
What do you consider is the most important piece of furniture in a house? We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Somebody texted in, does a toilet count? If not, then a bed for sure.
I mean, a toilet, I feel like, kind of counts.
It counts.
For dudes, it counts. We spend a lot of time sitting on that thing.
Yeah, you do. And it's hiding in the bathroom.
Definitely furniture.
Women know about that. What do you consider is the most important piece of furniture in a house? You know what? Let's just start it out this morning. How about Saucy Sandra? You know what? Screw it. We'll start with her. She was the first caller. She can go first. I'm different, yeah, Saucy I'm Sandra. Different. I'm different,
yeah, I'm different. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey, girl.
And what do you mean a toilet is a piece of furniture? No, it is not. It is a fixed. To the household.
Well, fine.
Okay, fine.
I guess if you go in a furniture store, you don't see toilets. Fine.
It's a necessity.
Otherwise, the bed is out and we have to do toilets.
Saucy said, hold on. If toilets are in the race, change it.
We're saying toilet, nothing else. Correct. Yes.
Right?
What are you thinking?
Totally, I'm going for bed because the bed means everything. Like, am I going to wake up with my back not hurting? True. Am I going to be able to get up and move?
And or you can have as many pillows as you want. And if you have a queen like me and you're single, you have a whole side for your snacks and your remotes and your chargers. And it's like, great.
I have a wonder nest. It's fantastic. I have like 20 pillows it's a nest.
And like remotes everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, there was a dog there at one point when I had a dog. The bed's great.
Or you can just get a bigger bed and do all the same stuff no matter how many people are in the bed.
Well, Saucy's with me. She says a bed is the furniture she's keeping. So right.
I like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Saucy.
Much love, guys.
Peace, Saucy. Bye.
Well, let's go to Jesus in Waukesha on 4 and see what he wants to keep. Hey, Jesus, good morning.
Morning, Papa.
Hey, good morning.
Good. What do you consider Pop. Is... Oh, he didn't ask how we were doing. Never mind. He goes, good morning. I go, good. The ADHD brain had to catch up to what we said. I was not processing very well.
Hold on. Real, he just said he doesn't know what WEPA means.
What?
How do you have the name?
Hey,
I was like, what does that mean?
His name is Jesus, and he doesn't know what WEPA means? This is a joke.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because he's not white.
I know.
Give me a break. So what the hell, Jesus? Come on.
Explain yourself before I explain what WEPA means. For real, fam, good morning.
Good morning.
WEPA.
Good morning.
It's an exclamation of jubilance. It's like saying, woohoo, let's go. You say when you're excited, you can use it in negative terms if you want, but it's like when you pull up to the function and you see all your people and you go, WEPA.
Goodbye.
You feel me? There we go. That's,
well, I'll have to try that on.
It's
that,
like hooray, right?
Yeah.
Like yay.
Oh, woo, if you will. What's good? Oh, what's
Spanish.
Good?
But people seem
like,
to.
What's up?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But,
I get it.
But Jesus was like, I don't know what weapon means.
He had a different question.
I just thought if it was white, his name would be Jesus.
Oh my God, do I get that a lot?
Well, Jesus wasn't white either. So.
Exactly. He was a Jew, one of my peeps.
No, every time someone asks me how to spell my name, I just say Jesus.
Aw, well, Jesus, for real, though. I hope that answered the WEPA question.
And you know we let it poke fun, man.
Yes, absolutely. So, Jesus, what's the one thing you're keeping in your house, a piece of furniture?
I would have to say the TV, because where the entertainment is, because, I mean, first thing I do is just start watching my shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, you also got to start thinking about the games.
Mm-hmm. The kids.
And if you're bringing and kids, and if you're bringing someone over, tell them to bring some pillows or a futon or something.
Oh, he said, get on the floor and have a great time, everybody.
It's a sleepover. Everybody's building a tent.
It's BYOP. Bring your own pillow, not bring your own pods. Telling you what.
And I mean, I've been in the Marine Corps, so I can sleep on the floor. So
then you're ahead of the game.
See, you know, he...
All right, Jesus. Thank
you. Jesus can sleep anywhere. And thank you for your service. Yes. And appreciate your call, man. We'll talk to you again. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.
See, take care. So he said the TV. Mm. Saucy said the bed.
I like the TV.
Yeah. How about we go to Amanda and Racine next? It's been a minute. She's got her own theme song. Amanda. Somebody texted in and said, when I bought my condo, I got rid of everything but my bed. So I think the bed is the most important.
We all need a bed. I get that.
Michelle in West Allis said, the couch, especially mine, is an electrical couch. Ooh. So it pulls out basically into a bed if I want it to. Thank you for that text, Michelle.
There you go.
All right,
fancy,
Amanda.
Fancy.
Right?
The question of the day is, what do you consider the most important piece of furniture in a house? I said bed. DZ says couch. What are you saying, Amanda?
So I was going with DZ at first with the couch, mm-hmm. but I got to go with Jesus with the TV because I got to keep my kid busy.
Sometimes
he throws me up the wall and I'm like, nope.
The kids.
Amanda, do you remember when you weren't allowed to admit you put your kid in front of a screen to distract them and you were the worst parent? No kids under two should have screen time.
They used to shame y'all for that?
Oh, yeah.
They do, but nope, she still gets it.
Nobody cares, though. They still do, but nobody cares. That's right, Amanda.
Now kids come with their own iPads at birth, bro. Come on.
No judgment from anyone. And if you're judging, you stink. So thanks. Amanda said TV.
Two for the TV. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Amanda.
Bye, Amanda.
Have a good day.
Bye, you too. Peace, fam.
Danielle's in Fredonia. I don't know what she's going to say. I have no idea. Hi, Danielle.
Morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Happy to talk to you. We're trying to figure it out. What's the most important piece of furniture for you?
What do you think?
For me, I would definitely say a couch because my fiance and I just bought a house and we didn't have a couch and it was awful. So, and just to have friends over and to talk with them on the couch and play some board games is really fun.
And
we actually don't even have a TV in our living room.
I like that. See, but a lot of people don't. That's a new wave. No
but
TVs.
In my mind, I picture seven people on squished into one couch, and I love this scene with no TV to look at, nothing to hold.
But then you're playing card games, something
on your lap.
Sipping on a little something. Well, the coffee table.
Well, and Jesus is sitting on his pillow because he's prepared.
Jesus brought his own futon.
He came.
We have a futon just for the dogs, just to keep them off the other couch.
Oh, y'all fancy. Yeah.
Oh, my. The other couch? Is that what she said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's only one couch now.
Dogs get their own futon. Mm-hmm. It's the furry futon.
Well, thank you for calling, Danielle.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. I love listening to you guys every day in the radio. It's really awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
You know what? All my worries went away with that nice comment. The fact that I've had to bring in my own coffee machine, all of it, DZ.
Danielle made the morning better.
Thanks, Danielle. Run away.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, all I saw was, am I creepy? And I went, oh, I can't wait to hear this one. Am I creepy? Who wrote this one?
My guy. All right. He wants to be kept anonymous. Yeah. So you want to give him a name?
Sean.
Sean. All right. Sean works out.
No offense, Sean in West Bend.
No offense to any Sean we know.
If this guy sucks, my bad, Sean.
But Sean wants to know, does what I did make me creepy?
Yes. And
Sean.
Thanks for playing today, Sean. Have a great day.
Anyway, new question. Next, bye.
When it starts with, am I creepy? I feel like it's going to be creepy. Okay, so what happened? Tell me.
So a few days ago, my friend and I were at the store getting clothes for a theme party when I noticed this girl working that appeared to be around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she was really pretty, but I'm generally quite shy. So I wanted to say something, but was afraid of seeming creepy or anything by hitting on her while she was trying to do her job. Anyway, she ended up being our cashier. And after we walked out, my friend pointed out her name was on the receipt.
Oh, ickity ick. Already?
Okay. Oh, come on. You know where this is going.
I think, but go on.
He says, so after a quick search online, I found her Instagram. But it was private. I was trying to work up my confidence so that I felt comfortable enough to send her a follow request, and I did. But now I'm starting to rethink my decision. I don't think she's seen it, or if she has,
she's ignoring it. Yep, been there, done that. Whoopsie. Oh, I didn't see it.
So it hasn't been declined yet. But if she hasn't seen it, do you think it's too late to retract it? Or what would you do in this situation, Sean?
Okay. Do you want to? I have so many thoughts.
I think we got to collect
talk about it next, because I've totally found people online after I met them to see if they're single.
I will say,
I have creeped on people like that for sure.
I will say, this man, his nerves aren't confounded. It's understandable why he's a little nervous, but I don't think this is bad. I just think it's how he plays it out.
Yeah, I think there's one thing he did wrong, but the rest is okay. So I can't wait to hear your advice, and I'll tell you the one thing he did wrong, too.
Okay.
In my opinion.
And what we would do. All right, we can all answer this one for Sean.
What would DZ do? And Allie will open her big mouth, too, and tell you.
This is what would we all do today, boy, because this one
is good.
Yeah.
Who hasn't creeped on somebody online? 414-533-1037. Don't answer that, DZ, because you were going to go, me. Don't answer that. Just be quiet over there and don't go the other way.
I mean, Sean needs some help, though. He saw a cutie that he wanted to talk to at her place of work and couldn't do it. Found her online and then
sent the friend request, and she hasn't.
It's been days. It's been days, and he wants to know what to do. What should he have done? Bro, we're going to help him out.
All right. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
This is a great one today. Sean wants to know if he's being creepy because he saw this girl
working
and he went and found her online and sent her a friend request, and she hasn't responded yet.
Him and his boy were clothes shopping for a party, and he said, dang, that girl kind of cute. I'm shy, though, so he didn't hit her up, but she was their cashier. Saw the name on the receipt.
Okay.
And went, ooh, found her.
Okay, Taylor's in Bayview. Before we get to her, because she said this is how she met her dude.
See?
So hold on, though. What's your advice, then?
Y'all seen How I Met Your Mother? Okay, so it starts off a little creepy because you didn't say anything to her.
Right.
You didn't make any interaction. That's a little weird.
Is weird. You're right.
She might not remember you out of all the people she saw that day. Mm-hmm. When she might have been the prettiest person you saw that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say anything. There's no interaction. You weren't memorable. That's a little strange. She might have just gotten a random friend request.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What you got to do, though, man, since you already sent the friend request, you can't retract it. It's going to be even weirder.
Yeah.
You have to leave it. And then go, hey, you know, pretend off something, pretend to return whatever you bought and see if she's working.
Oh, you got to make an excuse to go back to the store to see her. Right. Versus sending the creepy friend request after you had no interaction with her.
Now you have to really buck up, slide, talk to her, hit on her, whatever. And if that doesn't work, say you got a costume and you can't return it, whatever.
Well,
bring a coffee and then be like, oh, bring, you know, hey, how you doing?
Now we're bringing her stuff?
You know what I'm saying? I was here the other day and I saw you, man, you were too pretty. I wasn't able to form the words, but I wanted to come tell you, man, I was thinking about you.
No, now we're going too far, DZ. Now you've gone way. Now you're talking. Now you're bringing presents. No,
yeah,
slow down.
Now you got to pull up.
Start with a hi.
You got to say hello.
See if she's even receptive and flirting back before you get all with all these other things going on.
He started laying it on thick. He's got to introduce himself now.
I thought the friend request was too far. I thought he should have looked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been out in public a lot lately. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And I've met a few people who I thought, wait a second, this guy's cute in my age. Let me go online and creep and see if he's single.
Aha, but you don't
add him. I would never send a request, though.
See, it's because
single.
Her page was private, and he wanted to see her.
Well,
so he went, oh, let me just add her. Dudes ain't that smart like y'all, though, man.
You're right.
You know how it goes.
Us, calculated and thinking about this.
Methodical in your ways.
What? Taylor's in Bayview. Let's ask her first. Taylor, hi.
Morning, neighbor.
Hi.
Okay, is this really how you met your boyfriend? I want to hear everything. Go.
Yeah, so he was a server at a restaurant bar no longer exists, and actually served me on my birthday when I was having dinner with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, snap!
Wait.
I didn't see that part coming. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, he seemed nice, and something about him stuck in my head. My ex and I broke up, and this guy had stuck in my head, so I found him on Facebook through a lot of digging because he has a weird spelling for his name, so it took me ages to figure it out, like looking through the likes on Facebook posts by this restaurant.
Well,
how'd you find him, and how long after did it take you after you went to the restaurant with your ex?
I've been there where you go through likes and you can find the connection. You connect the dots through the likes or like the people or whether it's where they work, whether it's if they're in a relationship. That's how you connect the dots. You go through the likes.
Oh, no.
You can find out who they're sleeping with. You can find out everything.
Y'all are super spies.
That's why girls are so good at social
girls
media.
Now.
Y'all are super spies.
You
I get
like
it.
Every picture? I get you. They're sleeping together.
So I get it. Taylor found him.
Right.
Well, I 10 months later, we started dating. It was definitely a long game, but it worked out because I posted that I was trying to sell tickets for something, and he messaged me. He's like, I would love tickets for this.
Whoa.
And that made the connection, and now we are married.
Wow.
And he was into it that you found him. You basically searched him out that whole time. He likes that story.
Dudes don't get creeped out.
They don't care.
Not like that.
They just want to be, you know, found.
They're more amazed by it, like, whoa, you're amazing. You're a hero. You're a superhero.
Oh, they missed
you're
the red
spy.
Flags.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're just more amazed at how you did it. We're like, dang, you can work for the FBI.
100%.
We're not creeped out.
100%.
I'm definitely at the advantage, being the woman in the situation.
Sure.
I know it's very different when the roles are reversed.
Fair, yes.
Sure.
Yes, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Well, that was great, Taylor. That's thanks for sharing that.
Amazing story. Thank you for calling.
Of course, thank you.
Wow. Talk to you later. Bye.
She went and found this guy. That's now they're together.
She dug through the restaurant's Facebook and found this man.
Well,
and then
can't judge because I've done the same thing.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
The things we do. Lisa's in West Dallas, and she's our private PI.
Talk about an actual PI.
Yeah,
not
y'all. Talk to her.
Fake investigators.
Lisa's like, sit down, kids. Let the professional come in.
Oh, you think you're good at digging?
Lisa.
Morning.
Okay, so we heard Taylor's story.
Good morning.
Sean wrote in and wants to know if he's being creepy for going and finding this girl after he saw her as the cashier at the store.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, do what you gotta do, man. If he's single and she's single, I don't find it creepy because don't have social media if you don't want to be creeped on.
Wow, that's a little, I mean.
hey, from the PI, though, like if you don't want to be found.
That sounds like something.
Every day.
Yeah.
Does this every day. This is a bread and butter, baby.
So you think everything is fine. It wasn't creepy. He should stick with the friend request he sent her and leave it at that and wait and see if she responds. Is that where we're at?
Or what should he have done?
I think he should have spoke up and said something or maybe go back, to be honest.
Go back.
She's going to go, who's this random
Randos.
Person that friend requests me? Deny. I don't know who this is. I seen 500 people at work the other day.
Thank you. That part. Because when you're a cashier, it's like you meet so many people like we do. You don't even remember people.
Autopilot.
Nothing.
You go straight autopilot.
In and
you're
out.
Like, oh, I saw you at the store. My bad, bro.
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think that he should get the confidence to go back and strike up a conversation with her.
Yeah.
It's my main opinion.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So she says, go back, which is what DZ says. And I actually agree with that over the creeping on social because you had no interaction.
You didn't say
if you had said hi and then you sent a friend request and they denied it, I'd be like, oh, they're not
feeling
it.
Let it go. But you didn't say a word. You're just a random in her inbox right now. Lisa, you make so much sense per usual.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
You too.
All right. Kelly in Sussex is our last one. Kelly, I want to know what you think he should do here, because honestly, it sounds like nobody finds this guy creepy at this point.
I really don't find him creepy like that.
Yeah.
He seems just shy and he seems harmless. Hold on. Even just in writing.
How can I openly go on the air and say, I've gone through likes to find people, but it's not creepy, but this guy's creepy. Like, I would be a hypocrite at that point, would I not?
Okay, but like Taylor was saying, when it's the role reversal, it's not creepy
when the woman's doing it to the dude.
The men don't find it as creepy, and this is why he thought it was cool to add her, because he was like, it should be fine. I mean, she'll remember me. No, bro, she was at work.
Olivia Rodrigo wrote a whole song about being obsessed with your dude's ex. The creeping women can do online. Hi, Kelly.
Morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Okay. Do you think this is okay that he sent a friend request? What should he do?
I don't think it's okay. I think it's creepy. Hey. And I think he should retract it in hopes that she didn't see it.
Oh, she does say take it back.
Yeah. And like DZ said, then go to the store, say, hey, I was in here, blah, 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 whenever, and you caught my eye, and, you know, maybe we can get coffee or something. Mm-hmm. But retract the friend request, because I know if I get them and I don't know who you are, I just ignore them.
So coming from a woman who denies them, she says, if I didn't receive it or accept it, I'm not interested.
Right. Yeah. Ignore it, basically, and just take it back. Forget it ever happened.
Well, Kelly, we were all ready for love, and then you just brought it down. Look at that.
Thanks, yeah. Kelly.
We all thought they were going to fall in love.
Anyway.
Never mind. .7 Kiss FM. I stole your friend.
What? You stole my friend.
I did. 103.7 Kiss FM. We're besties now.
Okay, Miss Westy. What does that even mean? You stole my friend.
I ran into one of your friends yesterday, and he helped me a lot at Target. Okay, so yesterday I went off, remember, about my prescriptions and how I go to CVS at Target now. And then what are the odds I'm at Target yesterday? The odds are high that I was at Target.
Allie at Target on a random Tuesday.
Of course I was. And Hudson and I went to Target, and he had like $7 on his debit card that he had earned an allowance.
Nice.
And so he had gone and found a toy he wanted for like $5, and then he wanted to add candy on, and I kept saying to Hudson,
he was trying to spend the $7.
He was trying to, and I said, Hudson, there's tax, and if you get up to that counter and you don't have enough for tax, you're gonna have to put something back, because mom is done giving you the extra 50 cents or the extra dollar, because I'm truly trying to teach you how to buy things. I'm not gonna be there your whole life, and if you don't have the money, you put it back and you're done, my guy.
That's the only option, Papa,
because it kills me inside. I just want to buy him everything, but I'm like, no,
can't do that,
because, you know, you see the disappointment. But it's life. Welcome to life.
So
we get up to the self-checkout, and he's got one toy and a pack of M&Ms, and I go, all right, ring it up, and we start going. We already have a problem, and this guy walks over, and he's like, starts helping us, and he goes, Allie, do you remember me? I'm Angelo. I'm DZ's friend. I go, oh, my God. He goes, we met at DZ's birthday last year. I go, and I looked at him. I go, Angelo, DZ just told me that his guy was working at my Target. So now here we are. What are the odds?
I was just telling you.
The odds are high that I'm going to see this guy daily now.
True. But what are the odds, like, the next day, whatever, you see him there? Because he's there all the time. He just started working there not that long ago. He's a dog, bro. That's my boy.
That's my Target, right?
Yeah, and that's my boy. And well, not your boy.
No, he's my boy now. I'm going to see him more than you do.
Probably.
So then I said, Hudson, say hi. This is one of DZ's friends. He's like, hi. And I said, well, Hudson's trying to buy things. We're learning how to spend our own money. He's only got $7 on the debit card. I don't think he's got enough, but so I may need you to take something off. off. And Angelo, your friend, goes, perfect, I'm training somebody. And so the guy comes over and go, what up? And the next thing you know, blah, 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 alley, blah, 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 blah.
20 minutes later.
I'm like, oh, there's a line. I better shut up and keep it moving.
Say, oops, am I holding the line up?
My bad. But I ended up not only running into your friend at Target, but he also helped me. And Hudson indeed did not have enough money. And Hudson had to put the M&Ms back. But then his card did not work either, which was weird.
What?
It wasn't that he didn't have money. It wouldn't take the card. I almost think he needs a new card.
I was going to say maybe the chip is weird.
We were swiping it.
Does he keep it next to his phone, not to distract?
He doesn't have a phone because he's 10.
Duh.
Yeah. But he does. It did feel gross and slimy. I go, did you put what's on this thing, dude?
Kid grease?
Kid grease.
Kid grease, bro.
Syrup? Who knows?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, syrup, barbecue, ketchup, something.
The funny thing was I ended up just buying it with my card because we were taking so long and his wasn't working. And so then we just took the money out of his account.
He owes you $7.
He does. But I bought the M&M's separately. So anyway, shout out to your friend and thanks for his patience. And
big
now
ups.
I'm going to see your boy. Now your friend works at my Target and we will be besties by the end of this week.
Big ups to my brother Angelo and your Target.
I know who to call now.
We're going to pull up together now.
Yeah. He said, I was listening. I heard you going off about CVS. I go, this is my Target.
Yeah, baby.
What up? So anyway, thank you for connecting with me with the gods, aka people that work at Target.
I got you. He'll take care of you anytime you're there. Definitely.
He helped me. So met him and he helped all in one day.
Word. Don't steal my friends again.
Sorry. I'll see him at your birthday. I'll see him at Target and on your birthday. Those are the times I'm going to see your buddy, right?
All of a sudden, I'm going to be borrowing Allie's ladder and Angelo's there borrowing something else. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing here? So I just came to borrow the lawnmower from the homie.
Just hi. We'll go visit him together sometime, DZ.
Hey, let's pull up. Because
I'm there every day anyway. So
you're at that one. I'm at the one in Bayview. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to come to the one in Brookfield.
All right. I didn't even say which one he's at because I didn't want to out him. But now you know.
Oh, my bad.
I don't care.
We said it the other day.
I don't care if people know. I just want Angelo to be prepared when everybody says, hi, Angelo.
What up?
The Brookfield Target.
What up, Poppy?
Hey, DZ's friend.
Yep.
I want everyone that sees him now because they have name tags.
Oh, yeah.
You see him running stuff. Go, hey, DZ's friend. Just say that. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Am I the jerk?
Where do we start?
It's coming up next. I cannot wait. Somebody wants to know if they're a jerk for throwing something out at work. We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she didn't ask to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
No, she said it with her chest.
She said it with her chest.
Wee.
Well, let's go ahead and find out what Deanna's problem is today. Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing out the Tupperware.
Did you say Deanna or Allie?
Me?
This sounds like a you thing.
I totally would do something like this. So you already know which way I'm going, but here's what she wrote in. Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk? Our fridge at work had a bad smell, like something was spoiled, so I put a note on the fridge to please clean out any items that belong to you. Mm-hmm. After a few days, I cleaned out the fridge and threw things away that were visibly moldy or old.
Fair.
But hold on, here's where I want to know if I'm the jerk. Am I the jerk for just throwing away the whole container? It didn't look like a nice one, just like a Rubbermaid one. If it was really moldy or nasty, because I was not about to open it and clean it out. Nobody has asked about any containers, and the fridge smells normal now. Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wondered when I opened this one. You can always send these in, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. I'm like, where is she going with this?
Right.
And then I went, oh, there's the dilemma.
There it is.
She threw out their entire Tupperware, and I am so on her team, even though it is wasteful as hell.
Yeah, but it's
recycling very well.
Oh, no. It's not earth-friendly, that's for sure.
But...
All right, but the thing is, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian here,
mm-hmm.
She took ownership of somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever's property it was, at the same time, wasn't taking ownership for themselves
Yeah.
in a communal space.
Yeah, it's not like your house.
Right. Right. And clearly the Tupperware had been probably forgotten about.
I don't understand. You saw how, did you see how many I stacked in our kitchen?
Those
are me. That's like 10 Tupperwares in our kitchen that have gone unclaimed. Somebody puts them in the dishwasher. I put them in a stack. Nobody's jobs have changed. The same people work here that worked here 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I don't know who brought 10 pieces of Tupperware and is not claiming them. I'm about to throw them out or take them home.
Who's got 10 days worth of lunches
that
they're not getting
back? And then
back?
They don't take it back.
See, but the thing is, you haven't thrown them out.
No, and those were clean.
True. Would you have tossed it out had it been in the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you had a moldy, I probably have thrown out people's Tupperware in the fridge when it's been moldy, if you want me to be honest, when I go in and see it. I'm like, you obviously don't care. Trash.
We've talked about tossing the mugs, right?
I threw out the mugs when people wouldn't clean their dishes. Clean them.
So yeah, technically one and the same, realistically. Bruh, I don't like throwing out somebody else's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't like taking responsibility for somebody else's actions either.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would leave it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to stink, it's going to stink. If I need to stop going in the kitchen, I'm going to stop going in the kitchen. But whoever it is, at the most, I would have taken it out of the kitchen, set it on the table, sent out an email, and been like, all right, this is going to start stinking. Right. Come clean it up. This is yours. Not anybody else's. Clean up your mess.
Oh, so you would have just gone and confronted people versus just throwing it out like she did. Like, she put the note up. She went. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing the whole Tupperware out, though. So that's a yes?
The problem's going to continue because of the way she approached it.
Mm.
So she's not doing anybody a service. It's a disservice. Therefore, ergo, I'm a justified jerk.
Somebody texted in, claim your Tupperware, people.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Make them claim it. Make them claim it. You just did somebody else's job for them. Don't do their due diligence. Do your own.
Ooh, somebody said, not the jerk. I hope that Deanna was at my work. That fridge is nasty. lots of people texting in, jerk and not the jerk. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says on the phones next. 414-533-1037. We will talk to you guys next.
Time you find a little something fresh, I know.
Okay,
who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Deanna wants to know if she's a jerk for throwing out the Tupperware at work because she warned everybody to clean their stuff out, and when they didn't, she started throwing out the old moldy containers in the fridge, and some of those were things that had food in them. She threw out the entire container.
Nobody ever reads the notes on the fridge, though.
No.
Let's be honest. And nobody ever wants to own up to the nastiness either.
They don't even go in the fridge. You can tell as they left their bring stuff to work, much like we buy salad at the grocery store with the hopes we're going to eat it that week, and we don't.
You know who it is? It's the person that meal prepped for 1 week and then never did again and forgot that they ever brought something.
You're so right.
It has to be.
You're so right. They're not a normal person that brings Tupperware. They tried to be healthy for a week. You're so right on that.
It has to be. That's the only answer.
Before we decide that this person's life story, let's go to the phones. Nancy's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
She said her kids are so excited they made it through.
Hey, y'all.
We listen to you all every morning, and every morning we tried, and we were like, let's try again, and they are so excited.
Aww.
We're here. You guys made it.
And that's my mom's name, Nancy, so it's close to my heart. Hey, girl. All right, what do you think? Is she the jerk for throwing out the entire Tupperware?
She is not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
I feel that, I feel that we're all adults. You know, you work in an adult environment, so you should know to clean up after yourself. I personally would have maybe sent out an email and given a deadline. Hey, on Thursday, everything is going out. Whatever is in the fridge, I will be tossing.
Yep.
But she still helped out the office by cleaning the fridge.
Right.
So she is definitely not the jerk.
Nancy, this is how I would spin it as well. I helped you out. You're welcome.
Exactly.
I cleaned out the nasty fridge nobody wanted to touch. So don't talk to me about what I threw out because nobody else wanted to do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all know me. I'm going to justify it and be like, man, she didn't send the email. She could have. She just threw people's stuff out. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her?
Do you really think Harv in the back still wants the moldy lasagna he brought in the 1 week he meal prepped?
He might have been letting it ferment.
He does not.
He was letting it ferment a little bit. You know, Gouda gets gooder.
Extra flavor.
Extra flavor. Man.
All right. Thanks for calling, Nancy. We're glad you got through. Try again, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
You Bye. Too. Bye to you and the kids. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Because if they call 5 days in a row, they'll get their own theme song.
Let's go.
Julie in Greendale texted in. I want to read this. She said, oh my gosh, this Am I the Jerk has perfect timing. The lounge at my job has become a dumping ground. Several staff and I are fed up and taking it into our own hands. We'll be throwing things away. We're sending out an email to staff letting them know they have 1 month to claim their stuff or it's gone. 1 month?
1 month.
Julie, I wouldn't even give them that long.
But why is Deanna having to mother the office?
That's what I'm saying.
She's clearly the only one bothered by, or the only one bothered enough by it to mm-hmm. do something about it.
That's true.
I would have just sent something and said, get your stuff. We're all grown.
And bye.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
not me. I would have thrown it out.
She just made herself the gatekeeper for the fridge. People are going to go, oh, nice. Somebody cleaned the fridge. Whoever did is going to do it next time.
Sarah in Kenosha texted in something great. She goes, be an adult. I'd hate to see what their homes look like. No, their homes are fine because they have to manage those.
All the Tupperware's at work.
Nobody cares at work. That's what we're missing here, people. It's not parallel.
Touche. You wish it was.
Just saying. Okay, let's go to Janine in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Janine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is Deanna throwing out the Tupperware, the whole thing? Does that make her a jerk?
It does not make her the jerk. And I think that's because I have to bring food in, and I don't want my stuff tasting or smelling like your moldy stuff.
Oh, that part. Mm-hmm.
So yes, absolutely.
The actual lunch bringers are now being affected daily when somebody done a month ago forgotten mm-hmm. about the ill lasagna that they brought.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to lose my appetite going into the fridge.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in. Listen to this. They said, when I was a retail manager, I had a sign on the fridge that said, the fridge will be cleaned out every Monday in all caps. Any containers left will be thrown away. No one ever said anything about their missing containers. Wow.
That's a good solution. I've worked at places that do that. Hey, every such day, every this day, every other week, whatever, mm-hmm. we clean these fridges out. If your stuff isn't taken home, everything's gone. And they meant everything. Lunch boxes, bags.
Yep.
Unless it was closed container or something that somebody had marked, gone. Gone.
I think we just got the quote of the day texted in. Listen to this, Janine and DZ. Somebody said, when in doubt, throw it out. And when there's mold, be stone cold.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
316.
Our listeners are wild. Oh, God. All okay, right. Well, thanks for calling, Janine.
Thank you.
Thanks. Two for
Steve
two.
Steve Austin's going to break through the kitchen any minute now and go, roll up their Tupperware.
Crushing everybody's Tupperware.
David's in Maguanago, last but not least. And David is a perfect way to round this out because David said he's been on both sides. Shame on you, David.
Hey, respect the man for admitting it, though.
Fair enough. He's taking accountability.
That's right.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Morning, David. Talk to us, fam.
Well, then which way are you going to go if you've been on both sides? Yeah.
Definitely not the jerk. And the one text is perfect. You put the sign up. I can't believe they wait till Monday. There ain't nobody there on the weekend. Throw it out on Friday.
That is, if there is nobody there on weekends, true. Mm-hmm. Throw it out on Fridays.
Correct. And we like right now we have a clinic manager and she'll put down like, hey, clean out the fridge. It's getting nasty. But at my previous job, we had a sign. Throw it out. I mean, you're talking everything from the red-covered Rubbermaid to glass Pyrex.
Pyrex is
not my job to do your dishes.
And you know what, David? You just triggered something for me. When I was throwing out everybody's coffee mugs because they kept leaving them in the sink and waiting for somebody else to clean them, this went on for months before I had had enough. I put a sign up, by the way, that said, nobody's coming to clean your dishes. Please clean them. And when they didn't, I did the sign before I threw everything out, for the record.
Okay.
For the record.
Yeah, 100%.
I said, nobody's coming to clean them. Nobody. They're going to sit here for weeks unless, because Allie's done.
Well, and there's always that one person that will not acknowledge the sign, will not take their stuff out.
Yeah, I know.
Never read it.
And then they complain after.
I know. I got into a fight with him in the hallway when he realized I threw all his mugs out, Bart, and I have no regrets about it. That's all.
David, look at what you're starting, man.
See, now I'm triggered.
They complain. they complain the day after it gets thrown away or later that same day. Yeah, so then you know that they saw it.
Yeah, but they didn't care until their stuff got thrown away. Well, nobody noticed Indiana's position, so she is definitely not the jerk. And if they had noticed, not the jerk.
It was a clean sweep today. Mm-hmm. David works it out, not the jerk.
Thank you, David.
Talk to you later.
Peace, fam.
Well,
peace.
I mean, everybody agreed. Fine with me. Perfect.
I'm done. I'm on the wrong side of the hill.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep justifying. Mm-hmm. But, bro, consider the fact that you go in, right? You say, mm-hmm. we're cleaning it out. Throw mm-hmm. everybody's stuff out. You don't look whether it's moldy or not.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the night guy is going, where's my lunch? Garbage. In the garbage because everything got thrown out.
Everything.
Including your pizza.
Everything. Dude, it's so true.
Jerky behavior.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thanks to everybody for texting. We see your texts. Coming up next, EZ, I may try to get my kids on the phone because I'm still upset about what happened this morning. Do you remember? I still want to talk to them. I haven't talked to them yet.
You haven't? Oh.
I left the house mad. Remember it?
Are you sure you want to do this, Allie?
Yes. I want to see if, I don't know if they're on their way to school probably. I'm going to try to get them on the phone so we can discuss something else next.
All right, babe.
I don't know if people think I'm overreacting.
Let's find out.
All right. We'll talk to you next after T-Pain. Kiss FM. T-Pain.
Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
All right. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. If you were listening first thing this morning, you already know what the problem is.
Yeah.
If you weren't,
you got to listen back on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Or we're going to revisit it right now because my baby's on the phone. My 12-year-old sixth grader. Hi, Owen.
Hello. Owen.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, man.
Hello.
Hello. Stop acting like you're brand new. Human contact. You've been on the radio many times.
Human contact.
Lord.
Let me out my cage.
Unbelievable. All right, Owen, I know you have to go to school soon, so I needed to call.
I know. I haven't gone to school in 7 years. You have to be in human contact.
Chill out. I have a real question for you. Can you tell mom's irritated? There's no fun time right now. Mom's not in the mood. Owen, I got up this morning and I did my daily routine, which is go into the kitchen early in the morning and make my Diet Coke and my water. And then I had a real problem when I got to the freezer. Owen, do you know what that problem was?
What?
Well, he said, what kind of sus? He said, what?
I got to the freezer and somebody had used all the ice last night and not refilled the ice cube trays. And mom woke up not happy about it.
Hmm. What have you got to say about that, young man?
I didn't use all the ice, Hudson.
Oh, now you're blaming
me. Oh, it's never the one you're talking to.
Who went downstairs and got a drink last? This detective FBI Alley's on the case.
He was downstairs last.
It was Hudson. Actually, give him. Go find him. I want to talk to him. Never mind then.
Go get Hudson.
He's right. Hudson, get back here. He's right next to you.
He's running. Hudson's running.
There's not that far to run in my house.
He's making a run for it. Breaking loose.
Tell him I would like to speak with him right now. Because this.
Let me hold it.
I am the ice queen, DZ, and you know this.
I know this.
I don't like drinks without ice.
Oh, I'm the ice king.
Okay, can you guys please stop fighting and being funny and put your brother Hudson on the phone? Thank you. Hudson, there was no ice this morning. Who was the last person to get a drink last night?
Huh?
Owen! You, Hudson! You know it!
They're going to blame each other.
It's never the one you're talking
to. You guys are not going to claim it. I'm going to hang up on both of you. That's what I'm
saying. Hudson, say it.
You know how I let you have some of my Gatorades every now and then? Never again.
Done.
Until you start filling up my ice, we're cut off from my Gatorades.
Until we get ice, Allie's no longer nice.
Thank you!
If that's what I want to play, then play it.
Okay. All right. You know what? If neither of you are going to admit it, I'm going to hang up the phone right now.
Oh, so the ice just melted, huh?
It just disappeared. I can't hear anything when you guys are yelling.
I'll start filling up the ice.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
That's accountability.
Thank you, Hudson. I know exactly who that is. That was Hudson, wasn't it?
Well, you couldn't tell the difference.
That was me, Owen.
Yeah. I wonder who that is.
Owen,
never mind. We're saying your voice is lower, but that's another topic for another day. Never mind. All right, bye, guys. You know what? Go to school because, again, this is the morning stuff. I love you too, but you're wild right now, and I'm going to let Jessica handle that.
Go to school, but fill the ice tray.
Fill up the ice tray and go to school. Have a great day. I'll see you after school. Goodbye. rude. I'm not kidding. Like, hey, what the hell? What the hell?
I told you they was going to point the finger.
That's why kids drive you crazy. You know, they're crazy right now. Like, you have Sammy and you have baby Danny, and they really aren't in that annoying you in that phase where, like, they say things and scream on the phone. They're in a different kind of annoying phase
different
right
crazy.
Now.
They're not in, crazy. They're not in tandem crazy yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get there soon, but not yet. I got a little time, I guess. I could prepare.
I don't. You don't have time.
Can you even prepare?
No, you're never going to be ready for this. And I know it's stupid. It's just ice. But at the end of the day, it's part of my routine daily that I prepare the night before almost always where I make ice. And I make sure there's ice the next day for me.
Yeah.
So the fact that they went down there, used it all, it set me off, DZ.
It's teaching them the responsibility, too. Like, come on. Fill the ice. It's like, if you use the last of the toilet paper, replace the roll.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Thank you. Even though I do that and I just set it on top.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. All right, my beef is over. Have a great day, everybody.
When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go down.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Ali and DZ.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. This morning somebody called in and asked what wepa meant.
Goofy.
So you have to listen back. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Calling you out.
Well, wepa meant. So we talked about that this morning. It's a an exploration.
It is a little bit.
Exclamation.
Little exploration for sure.
Not exploration. That's not what I was. Exclamation. That's what I was. I think that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
The point is, lots happened on the show this morning. And now we have a really funny text from Corinne and Racine. She texted in and she said, Allie and DZ, my morning sounds like yours, Allie. I was taking my son to school. I pull out of my driveway and hear a big clunk and realize I left my cup with ice water on top of my car and it spilled in the road and now I have nothing to drink. LOL. Because if you missed it, I just had Owen and Hudson on the air because I got up this morning and all the ice had been used last night. Nobody had refilled the trays. My ice maker is currently not working in the freezer, which is another story for another day. So I woke up upset.
Disrespectful,
and
too.
And Corinne is saying she, too, had this kind of day. I did not leave anything on top of my car, but I have. Have you ever done that?
Leaving something on top of your car and driving away?
Yeah.
I haven't personally. Actually, no. I've been
so
with
funny.
People. My mom has done it countless times.
Really?
And maybe this is why I'm like conscious about it, but I myself have never done it. Surprisingly.
That's amazing.
Now I will. I'll knock on wood, so I hopefully don't, because now I'm going to go leave my whatever on top of the car, my backpack.
I have seen people leave leftovers, like when you're following somebody home from a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I've seen them put the leftovers or the styrofoam box on top of the car while they're putting a kid in or
the
something.
Takeout box.
And then they forget about it. They get in the car. I'm behind them. I'm like, yo, your leftovers are on the freeway.
Got the Wendy's bag fluttering as you trying to get on the on-ramp.
Frosty flying everywhere.
No, not my chocolate Frosty.
I've left my phone on top of the car and thank God discovered it before it really flew off and I drove over it.
It whipped, bruh.
I'm telling you, people do this all the time. 414-533-1037. DZ, I can't believe you've never left anything on top of the car.
I'm surprised with myself. I'm really racking my brain thinking about it like, am I lying? Am I lying right now?
Maybe.
No, I don't think I have ever.
However, you're right. It's going to change now. You know why? Because of the kids.
Because of the kids.
Because now you're going to take a second to put kids in the car, which then is why, where you set things down and really start to lose things.
And you know my only saving grace is that I tend to put stuff inside the car, not on top of the car. Mm-hmm. Or I'll put stuff on the ground around me, not on top of the car.
So you'll drive over it, not fly off. Right, exactly.
I'll just crush my phone, not drive it off of my car.
Right, exactly. Not chuck it off. All right, the phones are going nuts. Great. I can't wait to hear what everybody else has left on top of their car next. This is going to be funny. Kiss FM.
The answer. We're going to kill everybody. Everybody. And we're telling now.
All right. We're talking about things you left on top of your car and drove off. Because Corinne in Racine texted in and said that she left her water and everything flew off, her Yeti cup and everything, and now she's got nothing to drink, just like me when I woke up with no ice because my kids suck and they did not refill the ice cube trays. I should say this because they're probably in the car line listening right now, and I'm talking smack.
No ice, no water, no bueno.
Fill up the ice cube trays, my guys. Paula is in Waukesha. Lots of people on the phones this morning. Let's start with her. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
What did you leave on top of the car? Let's hear it.
And was it today?
So it was the dead of winter, and it was actually my daughter's dad dropping me and her off at the train station in Chicago, and he left her high tops on top of the car.
Shoes.
She was about 5 years old. Tiny little high tops. We're on the train, and we receive a picture through text. He drove all the way back to Waukesha. The shoes were frozen solid to the top of the vehicle. They were literally iced over, frozen to the top of his CRV.
Little baby shoes just sitting there looking crazy. The kid flew
the whole drive from Chicago to Waukesha, frozen to the top of his vehicle.
You didn't lose the shoes, let's be honest.
No, nope, they were waiting for us when we got back.
That is a win right there out of all the ways. Yes.
The shoes were frozen. Yep. To the top.
I didn't hear that coming. That's good.
I didn't either. That was a great
finale.
That's
why I had to call that one in. It was a good one.
Paula, we love you for sharing that. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
That was great.
The shoes got froze to the... Oh,
Nicole is in West Dallas. We'll go to her next. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
What did you leave on top of the car and drive off?
I was leaving the donut shop, and the car next to me drove away with their whole giant box of donuts on top of the car.
Sad. No.
My heart broke a little bit just now, y'all.
You sound like the text.
To catch them.
You sound like the text we got where somebody said, "My bro left State Fair cream puffs on top of his car, got in, and opened the sunroof.
They fell in." Oh.
At least they got him back.
At least they got him back.
Fair enough.
Yeah, not in the way they were expecting.
How sad for the person that left their donuts on top of the car, though, Nicole. You must have mourned those donuts all day, even though they weren't yours.
Did you hear what Nicole said?
No, I was happy in my car eating my donuts.
She said it wasn't my donuts. She said I tried to catch them.
I did hear that.
I just imagined Nicole diving for the donuts like, no.
Oh, I thought she tried to catch the people. Like, she was following the people.
I was.
I was driving them like, beating my horn. Your donuts are on your roof.
That's hysterical.
I knew what she meant, but I imagined what I imagined.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. She's running for the donuts.
Running for the donuts.
Nicole, thanks for sharing that. Now we all want a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
have a great day.
Good morning. Bye. She said, well, can't help with that. I'm eating mine.
So many texts, which just shows how many people do this. It says, Kate from Tosa texted in, I left a 4-pack of Tallboy beers on my car before driving home to watch the Packers play. Miraculously, it was in the same spot when I got home. The beer gods were really looking out for me.
They really held you down.
Wow. Angela's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her and see what she left on top of the car. Ooh, Angela. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Well,
I have left probably too many things on top of my car. Sunscreen, my wallet, and I probably leave my phone on top of my car at least once a week.
What do you mean? Wait, why do you keep doing it? And how do you not lose them? I don't get it.
It's like my go-to place when I get out of the vehicle or in the vehicle as I'm like putting things away. Mm-hmm. I just like plop it right on top. So I don't misplace it, and then I misplace it.
And then, you know? You see the conundrum in that.
Exactly. But I have actually driven, like, miles with my phone on top of the car. I don't usually realize it.
She's the problem. Call somebody or get on your phone. You grab your phone to do something, and that's when you realize it's not there.
Angela gets to her destination and goes, wait, where's my phone? Where's my phone?
Right.
Gets out of the car. It's like, oh.
Oh, it's on top.
Oh, it's on the roof. It's on the roof.
If I knew you, you know what I would do? I'd put one of those holders that people put in their car to hold their phone. I'd put that on her roof just for her to just have a place.
There you go.
Might as well at this rate. She keeps it there more than she keeps it in the car.
Thanks for calling, Angela.
Thank you.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, this is Jordan, my son's senior picture groups. His face was splattered all over Sussex. It was horrible. Hundreds of dollars down the drain. So what does that mean? All the pictures?
The packet of senior pictures.
Got flown everywhere?
And poof. Imagine just like they flyer bombed. They literally flyer bombed with their face.
That would suck. Somebody
got a picture of this kid right now
everywhere
for no reason.
In Sussex. They're like, who is this guy? This random kid. Somebody said I left my phone on the back bumper and I'm the jerk that found it never. How would you? It must have fallen off, I guess. Mm-hmm. Somebody else said they put their disc golf bag on top of their car. Isn't that like a big? Is that big like a golf bag?
No, it's way smaller. Oh, imagine like a frisbee bag.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So they're not that stupid. Anybody could do it.
Slightly larger than a lunch bag.
My vision in my mind is a whole golf bag, and I'm like, who leaves a golf bag?
And how?
And how did you get it up there to begin with? That's where my mind went.
And how did you forget it?
What's wrong with you?
Boy, that's a whole nother level.
Just get your stuff off your car. You're welcome. This is your public service announcement today. Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Wepa.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
All right, so every day this week, I was waving to somebody coming in.
I thought you were waving at me. I was like, hi, I'm here. I've seen you already this morning. Hi.
You're right in front of me. You don't need to wave at me.
Hello, Ali.
No, I was waving to people coming in the office right now.
Makes more sense.
All the behind the scenes people are slowly coming in now that it's after 8 o'clock. We've been giving away tickets to see NF.
Speaking of, after 8 o'clock.
Because we are bringing NF to town, presenting him at Pfizer Forum. I said what I said. Even if I make up stories, he's coming.
Doesn't sound like a lot of me, baby.
I called him myself. And
we texted the homie. You know, we know his actual government name. We know the initials.
Right? NF. Well, somebody's going to go see NF at Pfizer Forum on May 8th, which is 2 weeks from today. It's a Wednesday night, May 8th. We cannot wait. 414-533-1037. You're probably going to hear him do songs like this one, Happy, which you've also heard on Kiss FM many, many times. So, NF coming to town, caller 30. You're going to see him. 414-533-1037. Good luck. He's going to be doing that song and many others, I'm sure, at Pfizer Forum 2 weeks from tonight. NF coming to town. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. And Natalie's on the phone in Milwaukee. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Good morning. What are you up to right now?
Yeah.
I am driving to work right now. Mm-hmm.
You know we're nosy. Where do you work?
Thank you. Drop the location.
I'm self-employed. So I'm a self-employed house cleaner at my own cleaning business.
Nice.
It's like you read my mind. We're going to need your contact information.
Imagine the things she must see going into these houses, boy.
We've got business for you, Natalie.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Natalie, you're going to see NF. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. I've loved NF for like 10 years.
That's who she listens to when she's cleaning.
Maybe. I love it. Yes, NF. Well, you're going to see him when he's at Pfizer, and we'll be there too. So we'll see you there, Natalie. How's that sound?
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Thank you guys so much.
No pun intended.
You're so welcome. Hold on though, Natalie. Before I tell you to hold on, because I do need to get some more info from you, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you single or in a relationship?
In a relationship.
And do you have any memories of going through breakups with anyone, or has this been the same guy forever?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely been through breakups.
Okay, so I'm just curious, has there ever been anything you got in the breakup that you're very proud about that you want to brag on? Because our boss, we have a few bosses.
True.
One of them the other day mentioned in the divorce that he got his home office back. And we started laughing, and I was like, things you got in the divorce.
What'd you get in the breakup?
I stole my ex's fridge, which is now at the radio station, and we've used it for years to keep our sodas in. Yeah, you're welcome.
You've shared that.
So what did you get in the breakup? Is there anything that really stuck out that you missed, that you got back or stole?
Well, I got to keep our kid.
whoa.
I didn't see that one coming. Okay. Well, damn.
Yeah.
Talk about the perfect answer.
Wow, your kid. Okay. Not even dog. Kid.
The kid.
Well, okay.
Well, did I keep the kid?
Congrats, I guess.
Like 90% of the time. So.
Natalie just mic dropped it. She said, I got the good one. My kid.
All right, Natalie. I'm glad I asked you. Your answer was great. Hold on. I'm going to get the rest of the info from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So 414-533-1037. You've been with your wife for 100 years, so I'm not even going to ask you what you got in the breakup, DZ.
I got no horse in this race,
y'all.
You
got nothing, but our boss got the home office. I got the fridge I stole out of the man cave, for the record, in case I didn't, you know, throw that in there. What did you get in the breakup? We're going to ask you guys next. Talk to you soon. Perfect song, new Ariana, We Can't Be Friends, Ariana Grande. It's about a breakup. Look at that.
Look at that.
We're talking about breakups. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Your voice right now.
Ellie and DZ, my sarcastic voice.
This is your sarcastic voice.
This is my
no
condescending
question.
Voice.
Now you know.
All right, let's go to the phones because people, what did you get in the breakup? Our boss got his home office back. I stole the fridge out of the man cave my ex-husband have and brought it to work, and we've used it ever since, 10 years now. Honestly, still works great. Thank you.
Still works real nice.
Mila's on the phone. I can only imagine where she's going with this one. Hi, Mila.
Hello.
Good morning, Mila.
The evil laugh.
Good morning.
Mila, is this day five?
No, not yet.
I got one more day.
Today's day four.
Tomorrow you're getting your theme song.
I got one more day.
We like honesty. We definitely like honesty. Mila, what did you get in the breakup?
Being honest, I kept the hookah.
The hookah?
Out of all things, Mila.
Hookah. This is what she was worried about.
She said it was a nice double hose. You know what I'm saying? I had to keep it.
She said, you know how much those things cost?
I kept the pictures of his family members without him in it, and I kept the hookah.
Dang.
Mila.
I was totally satisfied with that.
Amen. Amen. You're like me, the petitious stuff that's coming in now. What did I get in the breakup? My life back.
I knew that was coming
because there's all a ton of texts like that. Somebody said, got back my dignity.
So you're right, my dignity.
Hello.
My sanity.
The other half of my closet.
Mm-hmm.
My freedom.
Yep, everybody's writing that right now. I got y'all my are, freedom and sanity back.
Y'all are right. Fun. I'm seeing them, bro. You're funny.
Oh, man. Well, Mila, thanks for calling today.
Thank you for having me.
Always. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day five.
That's right.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Becky's in Milwaukee. Becky, good morning. I think she's on three.
Yeah, wait, what?
Four? Sure. Becky, hi.
Oh, no. Hit the
is this
wrong
Becky?
Line. I think this is Kayla.
Oh, Kayla, hi.
Good morning, Kayla.
She's not prepared.
Hi. Not
she's,
prepared at all.
Hi,
my
Kayla,
bad.
Kayla, we're talking about what she got in the breakup. Sorry. You're up.
Ready, go.
It's like when they call your name in school and you're not prepared. You're like, what's happening? Kayla, hi.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. Kayla, what'd you get in the breakup?
I got his car.
His car.
Does he know you got the car?
He does now.
He was so happy he finally bought a car in our relationship and blah, blah, blah. And then we broke up and then I took it.
Dang.
Could he not make the payments? Was he all bragging with the double incomes and then it was gone or
right.
what?
How'd you
end up with the- it was paid off and then we were just like arguing. I'm like, and I'm going to keep the car. And then he was like, what? I'm like, I need it more. And then I ended up with the car.
Wow.
Well, it's funny because somebody texted in kind of what I was getting at there. They said, my ex would always throw in my face that the car is his, but when we broke up, he couldn't afford the car note, so I took it.
So you dig it.
Well, that was sweet karma for that one.
Man, that's a big come up right there. A car?
Mm-hmm.
What? You're thinking, oh, I got my whatever. I got this. I got my sanity. No, you got the vehicle.
No. Thanks, Kayla. Have a good day. Sounds like you're walking or something.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Now Becky's in Milwaukee.
Now,
hi, Becky. How are you?
Hi, Allie. How are you?
She said, hi, Allie. DZ's on punishment
well,
for putting the wrong one.
Forget DZ for forgetting you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Becky.
You're okay, DZ. I appreciate you.
Oh, good. Okay. Whew, phew. All right, Becky, what did you get in the breakup?
I ended up getting my blue nose pit bull. He's 2 years old today.
The dog.
Happy birthday, doggo.
Aww.
Yeah, he's a great dog. We had the whole thing where we separated, mm-hmm. and we were on and off for 8 years, and it was just time to let the dog make the decision, you know?
So we went into a field and we let him choose.
Stop.
He picked me.
Stop it. Wait, you literally went into a field and made the dog pick? This is so crazy.
Stood on opposite sides and they both called the dog.
Yeah, we took him to his favorite park and we both had treats for him and everything. And he chose me at the end.
Wow.
You made him pick a parent.
Honestly, though?
Yeah, I did. Isn't that the right thing to do?
Well, 8 years? You know how Bella ended up with me? I'll tell you this quick, even though she passed away.
Was it a part of the breakup?
It was part of the breakup, but he wanted to split her, and I was like, fine, we can split her half the time, and she would go over to his... But hold on. No, listen, Becky. Listen to how I ended up with her full time, though. She would go over to his apartment that he had when he moved out, and she would destroy everything.
Oh.
She was mad. He said, this dog won't stop tearing things up. I go, she's mad at you.
She don't like you no more.
So I'll take her back.
She don't tear my stuff up.
She didn't. And then I took her back.
Wow.
It was like she couldn't get her. She was destroying everything.
The dogs just know.
Yeah, they know.
Becky's
dude.
Too.
Yeah, it's really hard to split custody of a dog.
Yeah, no kidding.
Try doing a kid.
Yeah.
That's not fun either, boy. Let me tell you. Well, thanks for calling, Becky.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day, you guys.
You too. Bye. I was going to say, you try splitting a kid. How you think Natalie ended up with the kid?
I don't know. We didn't even ask the details on that one. She said, the kid.
She said, listen,
she took him to a field.
Happened. Let the kid choose.
Oh, it's not funny when it's a kid in a field, is it?
No, it's hilarious. I just feel bad laughing.
Knock it off. Whoever texted in my credit, touche. You got your credit back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.